Welcome back. It's a madhouse here at ICAST 2018, Bass University Live. BTC is up to no good as usual. You can't see him on this shot, but he's behind the scenes on the floor right now laughing because he's out of control.
Out of control. Sorry about that.
But but he did bring us live, and appreciate you bringing us back live. We got a lot of great stuff going on. I want to invite you guys to instant message us any questions. I want to invite you guys to come over and subscribe to Bass U TV if you're not a subscriber. Right now, we're giving away Z-Man products that MDJ used to win the recent Bassmaster Elite up there in South Dakota, and that's the Z-Man TRD and the Z-Man Finesse Worm, and you get that free for subscribing. So come on over and check it out, see all the great information, all the great classes that we have to offer at Bass U TV, as well as a lot of great discounts on all of our sponsor partners, discounts on rods, discounts on products across the board. You can find that all over at bassu.tv. But we are here at ICAST, and we're talking to winners. That's what we like to do. We're talking to the winners that are winning all the new product awards here at ICAST. And right now I have with me Matt Florentine from AFCO. Man, you guys won everything.
It's been fun, man. It's been a great show for us.
It's been great. You guys won. There's a couple different clothing categories, and you guys are the first to win both of those categories, and I'll let you tell the guys about it. There's two clothing categories that you can enter in here at ICAST. You won both.
Correct. So we won for best in tactical apparel with our Hydronaut heavy-duty waterproof system, and we also won with lifestyle apparel with our Hectatron performance fleece. So,
well, congratulations.
First to do both, and we're pumped. We're stoked.
That's great. And so I see you brought something for show and tell. I'm glad you did.
Brought a little hardware.
The hardware is key. And I see a beautiful piece of equipment over here. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so this is our Hydronaut suit.
Okay.
We're releasing this fall. It's a two-layer, 100% waterproof, heavy-duty jacket and bib. The cool things what we integrated with this is it has a speed vent hood. So when you're flying 65, 70 down the lake,
yep,
you don't get that fatigue on your neck.
I go 80 in my Bass Cat.
It'll handle 80.
It'll handle 80?
I was saying 70 proof. Maybe I need to say 80 proof. So you got vents back here that'll dissipate all that
moisture,
all the airflow.
Yeah.
And then one other cool thing is we're the first to introduce a camera mount directly onto a Garmin.
That is pretty unique.
Wow.
So it's something that the product team has had in development for the past couple of years. We're just really trying to fine-tune it, get it right. Honestly, we have a lot of guys doing things on YouTube, doing with their GoPros, doing with their Garmins, doing with any other cameras they have, with the chesties, head mounts. Personally, it drives me crazy. So, like, let's make something that's clean, looks good, and you could wear as just, it's, you know, an extension of what you're doing.
That's awesome. Can you show me how that works?
So what this is it's just a pocket. So if you don't have the camera in there, it's just a standard waterproof zipper pocket.
Okay.
We have a direct mount directly on the back side into the pocket. It uses a tactical mount system.
Mm-hmm.
And then just your standard clips you would get in your mounting options just goes right in there and you're good to go.
Wow.
So we're going to get both on both our jacket and our bib.
Okay. Well, on the bibs, too.
On the bibs as well.
Which is key because, I mean, often, you know, you're in and out of your jacket depending on the conditions, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. So, yeah, depending on what you're doing, if you're just wearing your bibs, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to wear a big, heavy jacket while you're fishing, casting, making all those flips and mm-hmm. pitches, you have that option for both there.
That's excellent. So this is, you know, this doesn't have insulation. This is heavy-duty rain
gear. This is just a really heavy-duty rain suit. You know, mm-hmm. and once we started launching in Bass in January, we started working with all of our pros, and we got all the direct feedback of what they needed when they're handling with all that cold areas up in the north, and dealing whether it's, you know, ice, rain, sleet, you name it. Mm-hmm. We just overbuilt something that can handle all of that. All of our zippers are our main zippers are number 12, which is just a big heavy duty zipper. So if it's really cold, you got gloves on, you could easily get in and out of that.
That's good thinking.
It's got a double dry cuff, so you could keep water out from the inside for dropping your live well, or if you're releasing a fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big, heavy front system here, so keep you locked in, strap in, zip down, and you're just nice, tight, and warm.
Well, I mean, we put it through. Like, if you're out there fishing in a tournament, I mean, you're putting it through its paces, and we need gear that can, you know, really hold up to that, and a lot doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that you're using the pros' feedback and you've overbuilt this suit.
And to be honest, I mean, so AFCO, we're nobody new. We're actually celebrating our 60th anniversary this year.
You said 60th?
60 years. So we've been around since 1958. Yep. Our roots are in big game offshore saltwater. This past January, you know, we've really built our clothing business since 1989. We've been producing fishing clothing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of clothing companies have popped up in the past few years, but we really have the know-how. We have the talent on our product development team. And we really think feedback from whether it be for our customer or from our pros is instrumental to getting a product that works for people. So we take all that and we try to put that in our, you know, in our clothing to just make it work. Function, comfort, function is just key. And if it doesn't work for you on the water, you shouldn't even be wearing it.
I agree. I mean, I wear the AFCO shorts.
Yep.
They're the best shorts that have ever been made. I wear them. I wear them every day. Paul Elias wore them when he won the Classic. Do you remember that? Were you around then?
I don't think I was born then, but I love Paul. I like to fish, bass fish myself. And yeah. With me and my buddies, anytime we're deep cranking, we're dropping knees and we're yelling AD.
Kneeling and reeling.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, he was wearing those shirts. I think he made them famous. But they are. You guys really think of everything when it comes to having to be outdoors, you know, being in those rough environments. You guys think of everything.
Yeah, and you know, I spoke about the jacket, the bibs as well. So even our older bibs, everybody's seen the traditional bib straps. Let's get rid of those. They don't work.
Let's get rid of those. Look at this. So this is really amazing to me.
So we brought in wide straps integrated into the suit itself with the same material.
Yeah.
So you have that extra coverage up on your chest.
Yep.
It's all one piece. Make a quick adjustment. Just strap it down. There's some stretch ventilation fabric on the back. So you're not trying to find that plastic adjuster and make it right.
Yeah.
It's just a quick, simple cinch strap.
Wow. And you're not, those straps aren't falling down.
They're not falling down. They're not coming off.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's always the strap falls off. It's in, you're under your jacket. You got to unzip your jacket to get in there and fix it.
You got the camera mount as well, like I mentioned. So that's there on the bibs as well.
Yeah.
And then everything's over belt. We got reinforced Cordura in all the high wear areas, in your knees.
Knees.
High zips on the bottom, getting in and out of them easily. That's another issue, which we've all had and encountered. So you get into these really easy in and out.
Let me see the bottoms. Because that is a big problem. You know, I mean, you're wearing shoes. It starts raining. You're not in your rain gear. You want to get in and out of them. But boy, that comes all the way up here. Oh, that's pretty amazing. Because one of the problems that I have is a lot of times this is Velcroed and on some other suits, and it's so inefficient to get in and out of that.
But if you had a store in your rod locker, and then it's all bundled up, even just taking it out of there, just throw them down, put them on, you're good to go.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I really love the straps. Can pass that over.
Sure.
Let me have a look at these. The straps are they're Velcroed. Okay, so it's a one piece system here, and we use the Velcro just to adjust it. Make adjustments.
Quick adjustments, yeah.
Yep. Which is really good because you get a lot of shoulder fatigue.
Exactly.
In your
they bind
bibs.
And they dig into you.
Yeah.
And that shoulder fatigue with those little skinny straps just gets brutal over time. Especially if you're spending 12, 14 hours on the water, it's all that stuff adds up. So anything that helps to be more comfortable, more efficient, and just do what you got to do on the water.
What do we do? Pockets.
Yeah, we have one big cargo pocket on the side. We have a reinforced tool pocket, which we like people know in all of our shorts. We have them integrated in our bibs.
Yep.
You also have a front pocket on your chest as well.
Oh, you have another one up here. Okay, that's where we have our camera mounted at the moment.
Camera mount, and also you have pockets here, and these have hand warmers, Trico hand warmers.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Wow, you guys really did do a lot with this suit. So I've seen some without pockets. If pockets are necessary, you got to put your tools in there.
Crucial.
You know, clippers, whatever, pliers. You always have them. I'm always looking for them. You know, my rain suit pockets are key. And I have a couple. I had a set of bibs that don't have them, and it's frustrating to fish with. And the hand warmers, wow, that's amazing. And now we've got the camera again. You know, I spend a lot of fishermen spend hours and hours just in their bibs.
Yep.
So to be able to do that in both places is pretty amazing.
And for the price point that we're bringing it out at, you get the whole suit for $500. So
no kidding.
The jacket's $249. The bibs are $229.
Okay. Well, the and the guys watching the show know this. The unfortunate thing for you is everything that has been placed on the table stays on the table. So the cameras are included in this packet for Bass University. That's amazing. Thank you so much. But well, that's great. Are there any other features we didn't discuss?
On the bibs, I mean, that pretty much caps it out. One other thing is just we have this nice mesh on the back that helps when you cinch those front straps down, and also kind of helps aerate on your back in between in the middle of your chest and up around your forearms.
Right, right.
And it's just a really solid 100% waterproof two-layer nylon fabric.
Excellent.
That's just overbuilt and bomb-proof.
Excellent. Well, it's a terrific piece of equipment. You can see why it won Best in Show.
And it was fun developing this with our pro team and then with our product development team. We've been working on this for a while, and have it, you know, bring it to market here in ICAST and, you know, win the award has been great.
Yeah.
So we're really excited, especially with our launch in Bass, and just kind of keep things pushing forward.
How does that process work? Do you build the prototypes here and then ship them off for production, or do you get involved with any of that stuff?
I do. So honestly, we're a tight group. In the office there, I work, you know, I'm in marketing, but I fish a bunch myself. So being able to give them little feedback on little things, you know, they're just a couple steps away, and those guys love hearing that stuff. So Dino and Abe and our product development team, I could go to them, like whether it's me, our pro team, our customers, if we get customer reviews and something isn't working, I'll send that to them. Hey guys, we need to figure this out, and we'll just get it right.
Gotcha.
And we take that, you know, take that to heart and just really want to get a good product out there.
Excellent. Well, you guys certainly have. And you also won Best in Show for Lifestyle.
We won Best in Show for Lifestyle. Would have brought that piece here, but it's in a showcase. I only got a couple samples there, and one's on a mannequin in our booth. But that's a midweight performance hooded shirt called Hexatron. We introduced a new, it's called Thermo Hex. It's a Thermo Hex pattern honeycomb, really lightweight fleece. So you have all the benefits of a performance shirt, which everybody's wearing now.
Yeah.
But the Dobby on it lifts it off your skin, so it aerates really well. Will still keep you warm, and it's a great, great standalone piece, or also a great layering piece. And we're the first to introduce kind of that mid-weight performance to the market.
Oh, I so look forward.
A lot of people know us for our shorts and our performance shirts, and just kind of bring something a little bit different.
And is there a place people can go look at it now?
Yeah, you could go, you know, check our social. So at AFCO on Instagram, at AFCO Freshwater on Instagram. If you go on AFCO.com, you got Hydronaut front and center on our homepage. You can learn more about it. Be released in October. Hexatron will be released for our spring delivery in January.
Okay. And that's AFTCO. That's A-F-T-C-O.
AFTCO.com.
Okay. So go check all that stuff out. Now, there's a couple things that we have in common. AFTCO has always been about environmental conservation and doing things to, you know, conserve our natural resources. And Bass University, we have the same mission. And you guys are doing some great stuff with respect to the environment.
You know, that's really the core of who we are, something we really believe in. Bill and the Shedd family, they've really been instrumental in conservation and angler rights since 1973.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about that, conservation has been a hot topic lately, but it's something that we've really been involved in since day one, whether it's on the saltwater side, removing gill nets, getting fish tag in place, fish hatcheries in place, make sure we have access to our waters. And now that we've been introduced into Bass, we're getting involved in Bass. So if you go to any of our events that we're sponsoring around the country, you'll see our big yellow bank bags that are out there for the anglers that are fishing.
Yeah.
Fill that with your baits, fill that with your trash. Redeem it with our AFCO rep. You get a $25 card for AFCO.
You guys are fill the bags with your trash. You get a $25 coupon. That's amazing. We participate in the Pitch It campaign.
We're working with Pitch It as well. We're kind of firming things up to get things going to collaborate there as well.
Excellent. Excellent.
Aside from that, we're also building called the Bass Bus, the live release boat.
So
that we're sponsoring, we'll have that available.
Where is that going to be used?
We're sponsoring a collegiate event in October at Dardanelle. Is probably you'll see it. We have it out there. It's going to be housed at Chickamauga.
Okay.
So we'll see it there at Chickamauga, and then we'll be kind of, you know, trekking along different stops we'll be at.
Excellent.
Aside from that, just at all of our, it's grassroots level, we produce a Bass Care booklet. We work with Bass on just getting all the right information, all the science that's available as a quick booklet on what people, you know, the right and wrong things to do. Bass Care 101 is what we're calling it.
Excellent.
And on top of that, we just launched a contest at Bassmaster Classic for Bass conservation grants. So we set out a contest to reach out to folks that are trying to do good things in the areas that they're in. they submitted what the projects they're trying to work on, and we selected four winners. We're going to give $15,000 towards their projects to help them get them up and running. To whether it be invasive species, whether it be fish habitat, a number of things, water issues. We're looking at all that on the freshwater side to help get ingrained there and do what we've done in the past with saltwater.
So that they can enter now?
Actually, no. That the entries started at Bachelor Class. We're actually announcing the winners today at 4 p.m. at our booth at ICAST.
I got you. And you'll probably do that again next year?
Probably, yeah. You'll see a lot more of us doing other things in conservation. So
yeah,
we're excited.
That's exciting. And you talked to me about Bass Boot Camp.
Yeah, Bass Boot Camp. That was an interesting contest. So we when we kicked off our bass push in January, we had a contest for people to enter in a 60-second video. Mm-hmm. Guys that were gonna fish the opens, they had to submit a video, and if you were chosen to win, we'd pay your entry fees to the Bass Opens.
Wow.
John Ziola, he was a winner. So he's been doing the Eastern Opens on for bass, and we paid his entry fees. We've been featuring all his video content on our YouTube channel. So we're kind of, you know, kind of getting a guy on the backside, guy in the up-and-coming ranks, trying to make it and just showcasing kind of the grind that is trying to make it as a professional angler.
It is quite a grind out there.
It is. And
we all love it.
We love it. And, I talked to John. He is... had a string of trailer issues and other things that come about, camera issues. It's, you know, a lot of things that happen when you're, you know, going 1,000 miles across the country.
But his clothing is tight.
His clothing's great. He's styling amongst all of it.
That's right. Styling and profiling. Well, we wish him the best of luck and look forward to hearing you announce the winners a little bit later on today.
If you guys are at the show, swing on by. We're at booth 4836, the AFCO booth. You can't miss us. Come on by. We'll have some beverages at the happy hour, and we'll also be announcing the winners there. And we're also celebrating the 60th anniversary. So
did you say beverages?
All in one.
Yep,
beverages.
Yeah, that got BTC back in the show.
I'm back.
You know where to find us.
we will be there. Awesome. We will be there, and we may or may not bring the rain gear back to you in this trophy. But hey, Matt, I appreciate you stopping by and sharing all the details. AFCO's a great brand. I've been wearing their clothing for quite a while. And it's great to see you guys really dive into the bass world. I applaud you and the folks at AFCO for all that you're doing for the environment.
Thank
and
you,
and really, you know, taking what you did in saltwater, bringing it over to the freshwater. I think all of us as a company are inspired by what you're doing, and we look forward to joining you in a lot of these efforts. So
thank you. Yeah, we definitely got to talk and see what else we could do.
Absolutely.
Do better things. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for being
here.
Thank
you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for watching. We're going to be right back with some more winners. here at the I said Bassmasters Classic again. Yes, we're here at the 2018 ICAST. We'll be back. Pete Kluzek for Bass University Live.